Luke with you, talking Jackson Heights girls basketball with head coach Dan Shoup. The Lady Cobras are 18-1 this season and 15-0, champions of the Northeast Kansas League yet again. And one game left this Friday against Marhomount Academy to finish up the regular season. But two wins here in the last week since we spoke, coach. You beat McClouth 43-6 last Friday. And then earlier this week, Tuesday, beating ACCHS 40-29. The McClouth game, I guess the biggest thing that stands out is 6 points, not one of your higher scoring games, but man, defensively, I guess, had to be really impressed and obviously had a comfortable lead throughout that game and a chance to get a lot of players involved, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a slower paced game and they just had a hard time putting the ball in the basket, so they did, and we kind of took advantage of it on the other end. Yeah, and was able to, down the stretch, to put in some different kids and get them some playing time. And it's always good this time of year to see, because you never know when you might need that 8th, 9th, 10th person coming off your bench that might need to play a couple minutes to secure things. So, yeah, I think that was a very positive thing going out of that game.
ACCHS, you win that one 40-29, the final score on Tuesday night. So a little bit closer game, obviously, for a while, one of your closer games that you've had here lately. So probably good to be pushed a little bit. What was your biggest takeaways from that victory Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, it was a good battle. We needed a game where it was close, and we had the battle, and they got a nice team, so they do. They got some good players over there. And so, yeah, I mean, again, good takeaways from it. I thought our kids played very hard. We executed things pretty well for the most part in the game, and we're fortunate enough to get out of Effingham with a win.
You bet. Now, as I mentioned, you kind of turn your attention towards Substate and then Marhomount Academy to wrap up the regular season this Friday. I was going to mention the game against Marhomount Academy doesn't mean a lot. I guess you want to keep that undefeated streak going with your winning streak in the Northeast Kansas League, but probably starting to gear up towards Substate as well. So what's kind of the mindset here the next couple days and things that you're talking to your girls about to really prepare to finish this season as you'd hope?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting situation where, you know, play Friday, then turn around, right back around and play the first round of Substate on Monday.
Yeah.
Not the best way that we could have had that accomplished. I wish we'd have kind of got all our games wrapped up before today, but it is what it is, and we'll deal with it. And we have prep, just like we usually do. We'll prep for Mar Hill for Friday, and hopefully we can take care of business then and then focus our attention on next week.
You know, some big goals. I mean, you're a heavy favorite in that Substate. That can be a bit challenging, I guess, at times. I mean, you've handily beat most everybody in your Substate with maybe the exception of Riverside. But what about the focus of this team and I guess, kind of refueling the hunger a little bit now as you kind of get ready to head into the postseason?
Well, these girls have been doing an excellent job of making sure we take one game at a time, staying driven to what we're trying to accomplish, and wherever the road leads, it will lead us. We're just going to try to put our best performance forth every night that we play, and that's kind of the mindset of these kids. So hopefully with that type of drive, it can lead us here next week somewhere.
You bet. Got a great opportunity moving forward. Hopefully a season that will continue for a couple more weeks, Coach. Best of luck, and thanks for your time here on the radio.
Yeah, thank you, Justin, for everything you do, and we'll wrap this up.
You bet. Appreciate it. That's Dan Shoup, head coach of the Jackson Heights girls, and we'll talk to Brett Plattner, Cobra Boys Hoops, coming up next.